Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
What's up? What's up? You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, you are welcome to participate with this show. You can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. Or you can participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're talking about your nonsense today. A funeral for your nonsense. Let's be real. Let's be honest. Let's get past our own ridiculous ideas that sometimes, you know, I've learned so many times that it seems to be something you relearn that this whole journey of life is just us constantly, what we call wisdom or enlightenment, is really just this constant process of getting out of our own way. Getting out of your own way, getting rid of that nonsense that holds you back. And sometimes it's the nonsense idea that something is holding you back. So let's talk about it today as we have a funeral for your nonsense. But first, of course, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community for years and years now. I've been getting out there and remembering the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time, participating in this wonderful world, in this beautiful journey of life with others is simple. It doesn't have to be complex. It doesn't have to be drama-filled. It doesn't have to be dogmatic. It doesn't have to be philosophical. It could be so simple, the process, the power of one kind gesture. One person at a time, one day at a time. Get out there and participate, not only in your own journey, but in the journey of those around you. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do, and it feels incredible. I think that by design, we are designed to have that incredible feeling, that wonderful feeling when we participate in someone else's journey. It doesn't have to be something huge, but the simple act of participating outside of your own journey, outside of your own self-interest, is an incredible feeling and an incredible spiritual boost. So don't ever forget the power of one. Let's talk about life. Let's have this funeral for your nonsense. Why do I call it a funeral for your nonsense? Because I believe in killing things off. I believe in having the ceremony. You know, we've all been to enough funerals. We've read enough obituaries. We've seen what it is to acknowledge someone's life, to acknowledge that someone lived, that something lived, to acknowledge the effect they've had in your life, to acknowledge that life continues without them, to acknowledge that they're gone. We talk about is funerals, what you learn from them, what wisdom you can take from either their words or their actions. We talk about this in a funeral as an acknowledgement that life will continue without them, but an acknowledgement that they were there. It's beautiful and touching and sometimes sad and sometimes fun and sometimes funny and sometimes melancholy. It's all these things. And what I've spoken about on the show is that every night I have a funeral for my day. So I live each day as if, well, in the truth. In the truth that it's what we have. So I live each day in the truth that it's what we have. And at the end of the day, I have an acknowledgement that I lived this day. I have a funeral for it, an acknowledgement that I lived this day. An acknowledgement that how it affected my life, how it affected my goal. Did it take me closer? Did it bring me further away? What did I learn about myself? An acknowledgement that tomorrow, this day is gone. So I could take the wisdom of the day, get rid of the nonsense of the day. And I do that every night. Now, it sounds like a lengthier process, but this is a process that's happening in your mind. You can make it a lengthy process, but keep in mind that the more lengthy of a process you make it, the less likely you are to continuously do it. So it might be a couple of minutes. It might be 10 minutes. It might be 2 minutes. It might be 40 seconds. It might be 8 seconds. It all varies, but I acknowledge, most importantly, before I close my eyes, before I lay down, because if I lay down, it's about 2 seconds. So before I lay down, sometimes when I sit on the bed and on the way down, I can do it. It's an acknowledgement that this day lived, that this day happened, that I happened to this day. I take what I need, and I let the rest go. And the next morning, I can wake up unencumbered by the stresses of yesterday, unencumbered by the losses of yesterday, and strengthened by the wins, strengthened by the wisdom. And I do that funeral because it's a powerful way of acknowledging these truths of life. The truth is, each day is brand new. It's not just a thing that you say. It's the truth. You're living right now. This moment for you, no matter when you're listening to this, it's the only thing that exists for you right now. You can't undo anything from yesterday. You can't know the orchestrator of this universe isn't going to call you and ask you for your opinion for tomorrow. You really have this moment. So it's a truth when you have a funeral for your day. It is the truth, an acknowledgement of the day that's passing. And as you begin your new day, an acknowledgement that it is your day. You have the power in this day to shape it. But along the way, sometimes I feel like you have to have a funeral for your nonsense. I know that I need to have a funeral for my nonsense from time to time, and I know there are some of you thinking right now, "Oh yeah, it's not me, well then we'll keep pretending, and we'll pretend that we're having a funeral for everyone else's nonsense, not just yours. It's the other people who listen to this show, not you. So sometimes you have to have a funeral for your nonsense specifically. It can't be caught up in the day's funeral because sometimes we don't have all the time to nitpick through the day and to go through your day. And oftentimes your memory, you know, we're learning more and more about memory in neuroscience. And often your memory is actually, it's a story that's being told to you. Your memory is a story that's being told to you. It's not actually like your brain recorded it and is playing it back as it was. It actually fills in all kinds of blanks and it tells you a story. Your memory, that's what memories are, incredibly flawed. But anyways, sometimes you have to have a direct funeral for your nonsense. And having that funeral and saying, yes, it does something. It acknowledges your nonsense. One of the greatest hindrances for us, for our inability to get out of our own way, is the acknowledgement that we have nonsense, that some of our thoughts and ideas and agreements with reality are simply nonsense. We take ourselves too seriously when it comes to what we consider our imperfections, and we don't we often refuse to look at ourselves, our ideas, our myths, our superstitions as nonsense. And some of them are absolutely that. And that's why you can't get out of your own way, because something happens and your idea is like, oh, well, but it's because you did this or because that happened. And we start telling ourselves what is a causational statement. It's a causational statement. So it's oh, the reason I'm like this is because you said that, or the reason that I am in this situation is because you did this or you did that. And we put these causational statements. And all a causational statement is the victim mentality dressed up in a tuxedo. That's all it is. It's a victim mentality dressed up in a tuxedo. And it's nonsense. And it's keeping you in your own way. How many times I've heard some of the nonsense statements that I hear all the time. Steve, I keep attracting the wrong guys. All the guys I pick are bad. And why are the guys like this? And why are men like this? And why are people like this? And why is this like this? Why is this like this? Instead of saying, why do I? What am I doing? What am I looking for? What am I doing to go with this? How am I participating in this? These are ideas that we have. So one of the keys, I mean, we can go through all kinds of terms of nonsense and ideas of nonsense and keep sending them in. I appreciate everyone who's sending them in. But what's an interesting thing to point out is that being that we are the point of origin for everything in our worlds, it seems that if you are looking for anything outside of you to cause something to change in this very world and the way that you perceive the world, that becomes nonsense. It becomes an encumbering thought. Why can't I get so-and-so to just be nice? Because that being how they're being, you don't control them. And you stressing about it is nonsense. Because the reason you're stressing is because you want to control something you weren't designed to control. And you saying, oh, well, why isn't this changing? Why isn't this changing? Why isn't that changing? Why isn't this happening? Why isn't that happening? Why does this keep happening? All of these things are terms and ideas that cause us stress, that when you look at it, it is nonsense. Things driving people crazy is nonsense. Everything you have is within you. If you are not accepting responsibility for your life and the way that you respond to it, it's nonsense. But now the fun part is that we all have a bunch of nonsense constantly. I'm not immune to this either. We all have it. I mean, I probably should say, oh, the Master Guru Steve, I am immune to nonsense. Everything I do leaves completely perfect completion and an aura of excellence and godliness. I could say that, or I could be honest and say we all have nonsense. There are none of us immune to it at all. So it actually becomes fun for me in a fun, exciting way. It becomes fun to have this funeral, to acknowledge nonsense. And the reason I say it becomes fun, because I'm really coming to find out, I'm really coming to recognize, identify, and see that life is a process. This enlightenment, the whole, where you feel great, It's a process of getting out of your own way. The times that we've talked about people sitting in, at someone's deathbed, and then being so free and so clear about what life really is and how to live it and be free from the stress. When you think about it, what they did is really just get out of their own way. They're at a point in their life at the footstep of death, and they're saying they're out of their own way. They'll acknowledge where they were silly. Oh, I wish I would have told so-and-so I love them. I wish I would have taken more risks. I wish I would have done this. I wish I'd done that. That is an acknowledgement of nonsense. If you were to probe them and ask them, well, why didn't you tell her you love them? Why didn't you go to the ocean and surf? Why didn't you do that? And they'll tell you, you'll get from them whatever version of the nonsense they were telling themselves. Well, I thought that it was too expensive. And if you were to probe and say, well, what do you think of that thought now? That's too expensive, or that is too risky, or that's too... They would say, that was nonsense. So the process of enlightenment, the process of personal freedom, is a process of getting out of your own way, sifting through, sorting through, and killing off the nonsense. Having a funeral for that nonsense. Having a funeral for that nonsense and saying, okay, what nonsense, what thought is keeping me from living my fullest potential? What's keeping me from going after my dream? What's keeping me from going after what I always wanted? And then you start answering yourself. And some things are silly, and other things, some nonsense. Sometimes nonsense wears tuxedos too. Nonsense isn't always dressed up as nonsense. Nonsense is often dressed up as very sensical statements and arguments. It's nonsense in a tuxedo. it's the nonsense wolf in sheep's clothing. Nonsense sometimes says, well, I can't pursue my dream because I have a job and I have kids, or I have two jobs, and I just can't do it. And it makes so much sense. And we're usually surrounded by disempowered people. Most of us are surrounded by disempowered people. So we say, well, yeah, you know, I can't look for a new career. I got a job, and I got car payment and a mortgage, and that's gone. I made my bed, and now I got to lie in it, and that's just the way it is. And it makes so much sense. But the nonsense idea there that's dressed up in the tuxedo is that you can't do both. No, maybe you can't go back to the university full time. Maybe you don't have 30 hours in a day to do that. But you could take one class, see how it feels. And then you know how this universe works. It conspires in your favor, right? So you take that one class, and suddenly, oh, man, I feel like I might have time to take two classes. And suddenly this universe is inspired to conspire in your favor, and the people around you too. Suddenly maybe your husband says, you know, I can leave work a little early on this day and I don't know, pick up the kids from school. And suddenly you're like, oh, I can fit in three classes. And now you're steps and steps and steps closer and closer to living that. And all you had to do was get rid of the nonsense. Even if it's in a tuxedo, give it a funeral. Acknowledge that it lived. Wow. What's getting in the way isn't that I can't do what I wanted to do. What's getting in the way is the nonsense story I'm telling myself. I'm not updating the version of what I want to do. I can do it. I have to take it in bits and pieces. I can't do it like I was a wild teenager and go to university then and all this stuff. But now I'm in my 20s, I'm in my 30s, I'm in my 40s, and I can do it. I just have to adjust, do it a little differently. I got to get rid of the nonsense idea that it can't be done. I have to acknowledge that I thought it can't be done. I have to acknowledge that nonsense idea lived. I have to acknowledge how it affected my life. The nonsense idea that it can't be done affected my life by stealing the past 10 years, by stealing the past 5 years. That's how it has affected my life. It has stolen that. I have to acknowledge that life continues without it. So yes, my life will continue without it, without that nonsense idea. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Right now is a brand new moment. My life continues without that idea. Acknowledge that it is gone. I am killing off this idea right now. I am killing off this idea. I'm having a funeral for the idea that it cannot be done. Now, what did I learn? I learned that it can be done. It can be done differently than I thought. The wisdom is that even goals, dreams, and future visions, and all of these things are all 100% subject to my perception, to my interpretation, to my vision, and to my ability to update, refine, and improve the way I see them and the role they have in my life. The wisdom you take is that you are the point of origin. And with just a funeral like that, you have a little bit gotten out of your own way. And you take a step closer. And you take a step closer. Wisdom, enlightenment, this journey is a process of getting out of your own way. It's a process of keeping your focus away from the nonsense and focusing it towards the potentiality you have every single moment. Have a funeral for your nonsense, for any idea that has you anything less than spectacular. Don't give those dreams. Don't give those dreams more strength than you give your ability to attain them, to reach them, to build them, to create them. Don't give your fears more muscles than your hopes. Don't give your fears more muscles, more nutrition than you give your ability and your idea that you are capable of bringing your dreams into reality. You are capable of giving your fear a funeral. Some of the nonsense we tell ourselves is that fears are greater than we are. Your fear is 100% dependent on you for its survival. 100% dependent on you for its survival. You're the one that's choosing. You're the one that's choosing to give that fear more muscle, to make it a big monster that you don't control, that you need to run from. That's a choice we make, a conditioned choice, but a choice we make. Instead, if you face it, you end it. If you face it, you see that at any time, fear, a fear over a particular thing at any time, I could throw your ass in a casket and have a funeral for you. You don't control me. I control you. I'm not dependent on my fear, but my fear is 100% dependent on me. 100% dependent on the fact that I will run from it and not shed light on it. I won't question it. People fear something and we let the fears control us. We let the fears make us stagnant. We let the fears make us hide in the corner, hide in your home, hide in your life the way you're living it now. Sometimes fear will make you hide in your life. And it's nonsense. It's nonsense. How dare you think that you could make me hide? How dare you think you could make me dilute myself? How dare you make a chasm? How dare you make this chasm between me and my dreams? You're trying to make a rift. Don't you know that at any point I can build a bridge right over your ass? I can build a bridge right past you. I could throw your ass into a casket and bury you. I will acknowledge that you lived. I will acknowledge that you affected my life. I will also acknowledge that my life continues without you, that you are gone. I will acknowledge what you taught me. You will hold a role in my history, but you can bet your ass you have no role in my destiny. The wisdom I take from you is there. If I will just face you. The day that we start recognizing that enlightenment, this journey, our wisdom, this process of the human and spiritual experience is a process of getting out of our own way. We start recognizing the role fear has. A role that we give it 100% as the authors, as the writers, as the directors, the producer of our story, of our movie. Fear has the role we give it. I tell you what you're doing. You don't tell me what you're doing. Your fear is 100% dependent on you for its survival. 100%. If you're seeing it any other way, good news. You get nonsense. You have nonsense that you get to have a funeral for. Folks, we're having a funeral for your nonsense, for my nonsense, for our nonsense. We're having a funeral for it today here on Empowered Living Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, keep sending in what kind of nonsense has gotten in your way. What kind of nonsense are you telling yourself? What kind of nonsense are you letting others tell you? How are you participating in your life, and how are you nurturing? How are you nurturing those go, go, go muscles? Let me know. Feedback at AOL, Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. You could also feedback through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
A renowned speaker, author, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli has risen to international prominence by delivering highly penetrating speeches and effective programs that have helped propel corporations, executives, professionals, and organizations to great levels of success and excellence. Packed with timeless wisdom and effective strategies, Steve's speeches and coaching programs have been featured in Fortune Magazine, Reader's Digest, New York Times, LA Times, and Psychology Today. Steve Maraboli has been considered the secret weapon behind many great success stories. Now it's your turn. Visit SteveMaraboli.com. Align with success and excellence today. SteveMaraboli.com.
Hi, this is Kenny Chesney for RAV. There are a lot of things we have no control of in life, but that doesn't include drunk driving. Be smart. If you drink, don't drive. Think ahead and choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, and so should you.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
What if you knew you had the power to change the world? Would you take action? What action would you dare to take today if you knew you had this power? Well, you do. We all do. We all have the power to change the world, and using that power can be as simple as performing one kind act each day. We can never truly measure the great potential of a well-placed act of kindness. Participate in this great journey. Get out there. Cause a smile. Today's a new day.
The power of one kind gesture, one person. Hello, I'm Julie Andrews. The world is full of magical places. Did you know there's one right in your own backyard? It's your library. Today's libraries are modern community centers where everyone is invited to explore, dream, and learn. A new adventure awaits you, so discover the world at your library.
A message from the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries and Library Champions.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, make sure you check out our websites, stevemaraboli.com, bettertoday.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. You'll find us on Facebook. You'll find us on Twitter. Where else? Pinterest. What else is there? There's Facebook. There's Pinterest. There's YouTube. Oh, don't forget YouTube. And we're on Tumblr. We've got stuff all over the place. We do our best to get it out there. And remember that everything we do is 100% free. So the only thing I ask is that you share. Let people know. If something inspires you, empowers you, if you think someone could use some of the words that we're sharing, some of the shows that we've had, a guest, whatever it is, just share. Share. So check us out. SteveMaraboli.com is the hub for my stuff. EmpoweredLivingRadio.com is the hub for the radio show. And like I said, Facebook, Twitter, etc. We're talking today about having a funeral for your nonsense. A funeral for your nonsense. Our friend Meg brings up a great point. She says, you know, one of the nonsense thoughts that women often tell themselves is that the I'm fine, the I'm fine. When in fact they're not. And that's actually I think we covered this on a relationship show. But this is a great point in a different aspect. It's also a great point because communication is vital in having a funeral for your nonsense. You know that communication that sharing and communicating within yourself and saying, why would you say I'm fine when you're not fine? And Meg, you're absolutely right. What's not fine? Share it, sort it out, and get through it, get past it. That's a great point because, again, the thing, whatever the agreement with reality is, the story you're telling yourself of why you won't just be honest about what's bothering you and leading you to say, I'm fine or nothing's wrong. Whatever that story is the nonsense. The nonsense, you know, creates that space, that gap. It puts a lake, a moat. It puts a chasm. It puts that space between the truth and the conversation and expression of that truth. So you're absolutely right. That's a tremendous thing that people talk about in their nonsense. And it's always disempowering nonsense. Isn't that incredible? And we can go back and say that it's the marketing stuff. Sometimes I feel like I'm saying marketing way too much but it's so true. It is so true. And even now, do you know, I think we talked about this when our buddy Eldon Taylor was on, but do you know that they're gathering neuroscientists from colleges, from university, and these neuroscientists are going to work at corporations. Neuropsychologists are going to work at corporations. So they're getting out of the sciences. And so you go to college and you study neuropsychology and you think, oh, well, this neuropsychologist is going to learn and we're going to learn how to break through some of the old models of thought and help people with psychological disorders and new neuroscientific understandings. And you're so excited that these brilliant young minds are going in there. And guess what they're doing? They're being hired by marketing companies, research companies, and corporations so that they can be used, they can be used in ways to mess with your head. They're getting the neuropsychologists to dig deep into their advertisements and say, how can we tweak these advertisements? How can these tweak these print ads? How can we tweak these commercials so that they have a profound effect on the people watching or listening? So I feel like I'm saying marketing a lot. I almost sound like the conspiracy theorist. They're trying to manipulate your brain, man. They're getting in there. They're totally just using the power of the brain to influence you, man. They want to make you needy. So I feel like I sound like that sometimes, but it is so true. So how this pertains to the nonsense is some of this nonsense is put in there. We're constantly being taught that the answer's outside of us, that no, enlightenment isn't a process of getting out of your own way. It's a process of getting someone else, reconnecting with this, reconnecting with that. And, of course, that thing you're reconnecting with is always outside of you. And guess what? They'll sell you an easier path for only 3 payments or $4.99. We will make you the most enlightened person ever, and we'll give you God's cell phone number with unlimited text for only $500. You will be able to text God yourself. So it's a play on it, but definitely some of our nonsense comes from that. And Meg, that's, you know, that nonsense of we can go on and on about this. It could turn into a totally different show. That nonsense is particularly aimed at women because, again, just as we know, as history has taught us, the best thing that could happen for the longevity of society is empowered women. But as we're learning from the present, the worst thing that could happen to the marketing of a product is the empowerment of women. Women who feel beautiful aren't going to buy your nonsense products. Women who feel empowered aren't going to go to your silly seminars. Women who are feeling strong, empowered, and they're not going to select the type of situations that get them into needing your product. It's just not going to happen. So the marketing industry focuses on having women be as disempowered as possible, but at the same time, because of political correctness of the day, at the same time help giving them the delusion and the illusion that the company is on their side. It's not your fault. It's not your fault that you're not as beautiful as you want to be. But the good news is we can help you erase the years. Just rub this cream on your face. Rub this cream on your face. And erase the years. And the fact that that's okay. You're beautiful. Those years make you wise and beautiful. You're so beautiful. I can't believe it. But in this society, and there's all kinds of women right now. Oh, that cream works, Steve. And a little makeup's great, Steve. And all this. And I know it. I know it. I know it. And it's nonsense. nonsense. It may not be nonsense you're ready to give a funeral to, but I promise you, you are going to give it a funeral. You are totally going to eventually give it a funeral. Some of the older women, you ever see some older women who are now old enough to realize they don't care what you think of them? Oh, what's more beautiful than that? What's more beautiful than an older woman who's just happy with her badass self? That's awesome. That's awesome. And when you see a younger woman doing that, when you see a younger woman, and fellas, I'm going to talk to the fellas for a second because we tend to be a bunch of cowards. When you see a younger woman like that, most fellas are intimidated. Most fellas are intimidated by those women. Because fellas, our nonsense, our nonsense is that we can't get past our own BS. Our nonsense is that we empower the wrong things in our lives too. Our nonsense is that you think your car makes you cool. You worry about your car, you hit the gym, you do all these things, and you do it in a sense, but without solidifying and working on your character. Character. So you see an empowered young woman, and you avoid her because you know she's going to call you on your bullshit. So instead, you want to go try and find the one that's wearing the most makeup. Fellas, I'm just going to call us out because this is the stuff that's in that we talk about. This is the things that guys discuss. You're going to find the one with the most makeup, wearing the highest heels, the one whose boobs are almost hanging out, because we know as men and ladies, I need you to hear this. When you look like that, you think that, oh, when I look like this, I'm just rocking it. This is my ladies with boobs out and high heels on voice. Wait, where was I? Okay. You think that you're getting all the attention. Oh, when I look like this, I'm just rocking it. Look at all the guys looking at me, right? You think that you're just killing. Well, what's actually going through a dude's head, and I know that the guys are going to be mad at me, the women are going to be mad at me. Not all men are like this. Yeah, they are. This is our problem. This is our nonsense. This is how we can't get out of our own way. A guy sees a woman like that, all kinds of makeup, your eyes are done, you got all those creams, you rubbed all those creams on your face that makes you look, you look plastic at this point. Your boobs are hanging out. You got the high heels so that you're taller than you are. Your boobs look bigger than they are. Your face looks more painted than it actually looks without the makeup on. Your hair's got highlights colored all over the place, hairspray, mousse, whatever. I don't even know if hairspray still exists. Does hairspray still exist? I'm sure it's got it. But anyway, so let's just pretend it does. Hairspray, mousse, all kinds of stuff. And what you don't know is that dudes are like, oh, all right. And the conscious ones are like, well, that one's less likely to call me on my bullshit because she's not even comfortable with herself. She takes an hour. She takes at least an hour before she leaves the house. She takes an hour to paint herself and adjust her body and buy products that push up her boobs and shoes that make her tall. She takes an hour just to make herself comfortable with her appearance. She's way too busy looking at her own issues and dealing with her own issues to look at and call me on my own bullshit. She's got all kinds of, she needs all kinds of validation. So that's what guys are seeing. And you think you're knocking it out of the park because that bra you bought is just, that's what's making the difference. Oh, those heels, that's what made the difference. We don't care about your bra or your heels. It just gives us a sign that you're not comfortable with yourself. And the guys who lack character, which is most guys, are going to say, oh, she's not comfortable with herself. But this one's telling me before I even talk to her, she's telling me the things I have to say to get on her good side. She's taking an hour in her house before she feels she can even leave the house. She's taking an hour to fix her appearance so that she's comfortable with herself. I already know all I got to do is compliment her appearance. All I got to do is make her feel comfortable in her appearance, and that's it. I'm in. That's it. I'm in. And this chick's going to love my car because my car is going to make her feel more valid also. This is what guys are thinking. So, fellas, you get into this situation, and then you wonder why there's drama in that relationship. Both of you are filled with nonsense. Neither of you are being who you are. And then slowly, as you get comfortable in that relationship, you start being who you are. And guess what? You don't like each other. Shocker. Shocker. You're not comfortable with each other. No shit. You're not comfortable with yourself. You can't be comfortable with anybody else. That's nonsense. That would be nonsense. Wow, that was a long way around just to get to the that's nonsense line. But there was plenty of feedback about this kind of topic. And I think that as we celebrate, and I use the word celebrate like a funeral, you celebrate the day, you celebrate those who passed, and our nonsense is something to be celebrated. You celebrate it and what is celebrating is acknowledging it, that it was there, acknowledging the impact it had in your life, acknowledging that it played a role in something. Celebrating and then having a funeral for your nonsense. Now you get I love when nonsense fights back. People writing back, and what do you really think that this? Do you really think that my boyfriend's not like this? My boyfriend. Can I tell you something? I promise you. Go back to some more relationship shows. I promise you this is exactly how I think. And yes, guess what? I'm sorry to break this to you, but yes, he's exactly like that. He is exactly like that. That's what we are. That's what we are. And people can make that adjustment. You can adjust, refine, improve, enhance. You can have a funeral for your nonsense. But do it together. You can do it apart. You can do it together. You can call out and celebrate each other. Celebrate each other. And in this process, I think that one of the best things you can do, and we do it on this show a lot, and I like that. One of the best things we can do is learn to stop taking ourselves so seriously. Let's stop taking ourselves so seriously. Let's pretend that we know that everyone's got nonsense. Everyone I meet today is going to have nonsense. Everyone I meet today is going to have nonsense. Everyone who meets me today is meeting someone who has nonsense. We all have nonsense. And sometimes, pretty often, it's hilarious if you think about it. It's hilarious if you think about it. I had someone today, you know, I post on different places and stuff today, and someone had written into one of the posts that I said, and they said, hey, listen, you know, I wish you would update, you know, this particular site some more. I know that I'd like more updates. And then they continue to say, well, I know that you update a different site often, but I don't want to go to that site. I want you to update this site often. And I thought to myself, oh, well, there's nonsense. There's nonsense. So you're telling me you like what you have in this site, but you want more. You know that more, which is what you want, is available on the other site. But you don't want to go to it. You want it to come to you. Folks, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. That's not how this world works. That's not how it happens. You have an answer to something you want, but you don't want to go to it. That's hilarious. So you're just going to sit and wait. And eventually you're either going to get sick of waiting and you're going to dump both sites, Or you're going to realize that, I guess that is kind of silly. If I want more of this, I can just go to that site and I can have both sites, and both sites can complement each other for a whole abundance of what I'm looking for. And eventually you could laugh. Oh, I guess that was silly. That was nonsense. Most of our nonsense is hilarious. Like the nonsense that every guy, my buddy Mike, you're rocking Florida these days. Nice warm weather. Mike, it's always great to hear from you. And Mike's saying, you know, Steve, men are never going to admit that, you know. They're all sitting there going, oh, that's not true, baby. That's crazy. It's so true. I get this from men after I do the relationship shows, which we haven't done in a while. Maybe we should do some sort of fun relationship show. But let's make it fun, not just in general relationship. Or, you know what's fun sometimes is a relationship feedback show where people just write in all their crazy shit and we can go over that. Or we can do like a specific relationship show, like relationship nonsense or things that are true that we won't admit, something like that. That's a good one. Things that are true that we won't admit. Let's find a catchy way of saying that. Let's have a show about that. That's awesome. So, yeah, so there's a whole bunch of dudes sitting there go, oh, no, you know, when I do a relationship show, I get feedback from guys like, why would you say that? Blah, 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 blah. It's the guy code. Girls have a girl code. Guys have a guy code, and we wonder why we don't get along. How about we just talk? How about we just talk? You are a different species than I am. I am a dude. I have dude species. Some of the things I think and say and do will make you nauseous, just like some of the things you think and say or do baffle my mind, because you are a different species than I am. What did John Gray say? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. He made us different species, different planets. We are different species. You are genetically engineered for hundreds of thousands of years to do something totally different than I am. And I've spent hundreds of thousands of years genetically engineered to do something totally different. We have different purposes, different ways of thinking. Our brains are literally different. Our brains are literally different. So let's laugh at it. Let's celebrate it. Let's celebrate that you're, you know, what's the comedian said, that you're crying at this movie we just watched, and you can't, you're shattered at watching this movie, and the guy's sitting there thinking, how long's the appropriate time I could sit here before I change the channel? And that's hilarious. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate that. And while you're thinking, just some stupid game's on, and the guy's trying because something happened in this one, that's hilarious. Let's celebrate that. So, but no, there's definitely some guys who are going, oh, no, that's not true. You know, Steve just says that. It's a show, and he's got to entertain the listeners. But no, it's absolutely how we are. It's hilarious. If there was a woman on this show, they would be talking about how they are, because that's hilarious. And I would laugh, and when I hear some of the things that women think and say on a regular basis, when I have my coaching clients, when I coach relationships, when I've talked about this, studied this, some of the things that women say and do and think and the way that they innately think, I find hilariously crazy. Hilariously crazy, just like they would find the stuff we think hilariously crazy. Let's celebrate that. Let's celebrate our nonsense. And the nonsense that's getting in our way, which is most nonsense, let's kill it. Let's Bruce Lee double flip back jump, kick it in the throat, kill it. Let's, I don't know what I just said. Please don't ask me to respond, to repeat that. Something about Bruce Lee. I don't know. I was feeling it. Let's kill it. Let's put it in a casket, put it in the ground, 6 feet under, baby, and let's celebrate it. Let's acknowledge that it was there. Let's acknowledge that it wasn't alone. Our nonsense has all kinds of offspring. So, but let's celebrate that we got rid of one. We got rid of one. We acknowledge that it lived. We acknowledge the effect it had in our life, you know, and we move on. We take what we learn, and we move on. You know, that's our design. That's our design. You know, we were talking to Amit Goswami yesterday, And he was talking about what, you know, what could possibly be theories of reincarnation, but from a scientific point of view, and he was going on, and it was just brilliant, a brilliant man theorizing about this experience of life. So one of the things he said was to me brilliant. He said, you know, we don't think that you maintain that same memory process while you maintain the essence of it. You don't maintain the actual memory process, because that would just defeat the whole purpose of life and death. To keep storing up all those endless memories would be silly. So you just keep the essence of it, and each lifetime the memory dies with you, etc. And I thought, well, again, validating the funeral for a day process that I have. Why would I accumulate all this nonsense from day to day instead of just accumulating the essence of what was good and getting rid of the nonsense, having a funeral for it, getting to press Control-Alt-Delete every morning? I get to press Control-Alt-Delete every morning. I get to restart. I get to start fresh. I get to do all of these things. And I don't have to be encumbered. I don't have to be weighed down by yesterday's nonsense. Today is going to bring its own nonsense. Today will have its own fears, its own insecurities, its own questions, its own, you know, fears and nonsense, dressed up in nonsense clothing, dressed up in tuxedos, dressed up in bathing suits, dressed up in all kinds of stuff. You're constantly telling yourself a story. So don't forget, you're constantly perceiving and telling yourself a story. There is bound to be tons of nonsense. I have enough nonsense to deal with in the course of the day, enough nonsense to laugh at in the course of the day, enough nonsense that's going to try to hold me back, to try to keep me in the habit of what I was doing. All of these things, but, why would I add nonsense from the past? Why would I add and accumulate this? We're not meant for that. And why would it be mad for my human nonsense? Some of your nonsense is insecurity and jealousy and all. Don't be mad at each other for that. It's human nonsense. You think your spouse is the only one that's jealous? You think your companion's the only one who judges? No, it all comes from a story. It all comes from nonsense. So have the conversation about it. Laugh at it. And talk about it. Bring it up. My good friend Meg, she makes a great point. Talk about it. Bring it out there and get past it. All of this stuff is going to make you stronger. It's going to make you clear. It's going to make you more enlightened. It's gonna help you, because you're in the process of getting out of your own way. And you sort through this, and someone who gets out of their own way has stronger, longer-lasting relationships, more true, more truthful, and the keyword, authentic relationships. They're having these longer-lasting, funner, more dynamic relationships. They're living healthier lives. They're living more celebrated lives. They're having greater friendships. All of this is happening from people getting out of their own way. It's not a product you buy. It's not the cream you rub on your face. It's not the bra that makes your boobs stick out. It's not your high heels, fellas. It's not the shoes that make you look cool. It's not your car. It's not the hair style. It's none of that. None of that. It's the process of you getting out of your own way. That's all it is. The nonsense that tells you anything other than you are awesome, you have potential, you can change, you can create your dreams, you can build your dreams, you can bring them to life, you are badass beyond measure. Anything that doesn't tell you that is nonsense. It is nonsense. The process of you being born, genetically coming down, the process of sperm, the likelihood of the sperm pregnant, that you're the one that made it, and then you go from a cell to a human being in 40 weeks, and then you come out, and you don't know anything when you come out, but you live and grow and breathe, and now you're running and talking, and now you're listening to a damn radio show, you're working, you have your own kids. You are badass. You're going to tell me that some little fear is going to knock you out of this whole thing? That is nonsense. You are badass. Live accordingly. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com, and empoweredlivingradio.com. We'll see you next time.
today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.